ABC Radio Australia.
The pressure is mounting on former Samoa Prime Minister Tuilaepa Selele Malialengawi to step aside as chair of the Samoan Rugby Union. It's well known that his arch political rival and current Prime Minister Laulia Lamea Latoa Lautaua Schmidt wants Tuilaepa gone. And now, as Richard Jewett reports, two former Manu Samoa captains have joined in the chorus, with one of them, Pat Lamb, going as far as to suggest that World Rugby should avoid giving the union any more money until a change of governance has been achieved.
It's hard to establish how long Tuilaepa has been chair of the board at what is now Lakapi Samoa. Estimates put his time in office at around 20 years, and after being re-elected in 2022, he'll be there until at least 2026, unless he is removed or he steps down, which would seem highly unlikely. Many questions have been raised in the past about the union's handling of money, and now, speaking to the DSPN podcast in New Zealand, former Manu captain Pat Lamb has highlighted fresh concerns, which he believes have much to do with the decline of Samoan teams in recent years.
I believe World Rugby's doing all they can. I really do. I think it's dangerous to give money to some countries, because where does that money go? The stories you hear, and, you know, when I talk to some people who have rugby, where is some of that money going and why is that in place?
Yes, the try, the mistake, always likely to come. And Pat Lamb goes in for the try, which has surely made the game safe for Western Samoa.
The year was 1995, and the Manu were on their way to a second consecutive World Cup quarter-final. Since then, they have never made it past the pool stage, and this year came dangerously close to missing out on the 2027 World Cup altogether. Filippo Levi captained the Manu during the early 2000s and was part of the side that pulled off a shock victory over Australia in 2011. But even then, behind the scenes, all was not well.
Pat mentions governance, mentions money issues, mentions the World Rugby comments about what's happened with money in Samoa. Very concerned because these were issues that plagued us between 2007 and 1911, you know, even going to Dan Lyle's stance in 2014 to stand down the team before they played England at Twickenham. And so there's issues that are still there that need to be fixed or some sort of intervention. The answers lie within that board. We only can just support the process and pray for it.
Any blame for the Manu's shortcomings never seems to fall on the board. As one prominent Pacific journalist put it recently, the long-serving chair is forever sacking coaches and players, but never assuming responsibility for the team's performance. Defeat is never his fault. But Pat Lamb is in no doubt over what needs to be fixed.
I look at Samoa Rugby, I feel for the players. We have some of the best talents in the world playing everywhere. But the key is the governance and the infrastructures they put in place. All our players are playing at the highest level. Those guys expect the best of the best as far as resources, quality of coaching, physio staff. They don't need to worry about, you know, logistics. They shouldn't be worried about their flights coming in, they're having to pay for their flights, where their gear is, all of that stuff. That should all be sorted.
And right now, there is a roadblock in Samoa, which is preventing the release of a substantial chunk of money, not just for Lakapi Samoa, but for the unions in Fiji and Tonga as well. That roadblock centres on the chair, Tuilaepa, who seems immovable, and Prime Minister Lauli, who wants him gone. And Filippo Levi says it all adds up to more frustration.
That was some hit.
Yeah, Filippo Levi, he lined that up from a long way out.
It was an all or nothing hit, wasn't it?
Who's the victim here?
Things have not changed since the early 90s, and we're still in the same, not sure if it's a mess, but same sort of issues that prop up. The latest one is Australia is withholding the $150 million that goes to Lakapi Samoa, Tonga and Fiji, and so they're waiting for the sign-off from the new Prime Minister. And so power politics playing at the moment in Samoa, there's a lot of questions need to be asked.
But while the board remains, and certainly the chair, Pat Lamb says more financial support from World Rugby is not the answer, because there is no guarantee as to where that money will go, and therefore no guarantee either that life will be any easier for head coach Tusipisi.
To be the head coach of an international team, with the resources that he has, I know a lot of people rang me, we were going to apply for the jobs with quality coaches, but then they all stepped away from it because, again, it comes back to the governance and what's going on. I know that's not going to make me popular, but it's one of the things that was always an issue. Look at Fiji. Mick Burns doing a brilliant job. They've got the Drua everything's in place for those guys. And I think World Rugby should get their money in, but they need to take control of country of origin.
So, might World Rugby take over? There's no sign of that happening, and there's no sign even of the regional body Oceania Rugby taking any great interest in what's happening in Samoa, with the national sport apparently at the mercy of two political heavyweights who dislike each other intensely.
Richard Hewitt reporting there on the power struggles within Samoa Rugby, which coaches, managers and players past and present would love to see resolved in 2026.